Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. To celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location, join in October for 21-cent enrollment. Is it just me, or did you think that Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton were already engaged and just planning their wedding?
I thought they were, yeah.
Yep, same thing. I did too. Did we misreport it or something?
No. Did I misreport it?
No, did we, why did we all think that?
I think they kept talking about planning a wedding, but just maybe skipped over the engagement part. Because yeah, there's definitely been wedding talk from the two of them. Well, 5 years after they started dating, Gwen posted a picture on her IG holding up a ring finger with a ring, and she said, "Blake Shelton, yes, please."
It's been 5 years already?
Wow. Yeah, and he said, "Hey, Gwen Stefani, thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. I love you. I heard a yes." So, yeah, November of 2015 was when they started dating.
Is this going to help her country record?
Yeah, right. So now wedding plans, which I'm sure they've already been planning since they've had a lot of time together in quarantine. All right. Selena Gomez. I don't want to judge too much. I'm just going to say I'm happy that this is the first time she is voting in an election. And she said, "Honestly, I'm not ashamed to say this, but kind of. This is her first time voting. She's 28. A lot of people like this. Every election, I hear like, well, I never thought my vote counted, or I don't know, the politicians are all the same. This is your right. This is your duty as an American citizen. I get real fired up about this. I don't know why. Like, I just remember being 18 and I couldn't wait to vote." You are not surprised by that statement?
Not even a little bit.
All. But yeah, vote. Come on. I mean, I know if you're not registered now, you know, sorry. But if you are registered to vote, do it. She said now she's ready. She's super invested. By the way, she's not the only one. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
His
mom's been voting age a little bit longer.
He's 48. Yeah. And his mother was disappointed.
Yeah.
He said. He said this year he made time. He made time to do it. He doesn't have any excuses. And I think maybe that was his excuse before, like, "Oh, I'm too busy." But he said he voted for the first time and it feels good.
Nice, Shaq.
Yeah, I know. And then this one, I love this. Shawn Mendes doing an interview with Jimmy Fallon last night, talking about doing his social distancing or his quarantining with Camila Cabello, his girlfriend. And he said, quote, "It's been really nice."
Yeah.
Really, Sean?
Like, the understatement of the year, right? Yeah, he said, when he first got there. He was in the beginning of writing his new album, which comes out in December, by the way. And he's like, there's no way I'm going to make music. This isn't going to work. But then he said, a week goes by and you start cooking eggs in the morning and doing laundry and taking dogs for walks. And it just becomes really nice and normal. He said, these things sound so like, yeah, that's what we do every day. But he said, for a musician, it's very abnormal. He's been living in hotel rooms since he was 15. So it took him a little while to adjust to quarantine. So I think that's where the it's been really nice quote comes in. But it's just so funny because when you think of like Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, two of the hottest stars together, you know, just the two of them for months on end, you don't think the quote would be, it's been really nice. I love it.
The scrambled eggs are great.
Oh, I didn't realize we had Shawn Mendes audio. That's great. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more for you at 8:30. And
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. And celebrate the opening of their new Ellisville location. Join in October for 21-cent enrollment. You guys, 2 days away from The Mandalorian coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
I just realized that, and it just made my whole day way better. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, they dropped like a animatronic toy Baby Yoda. That looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So great.
So it officially, wait, it's, sorry, which day is it? Friday it comes out?
Yeah,
Friday.
It comes out Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
It sounds like Amazon is being secretive with their numbers, just like Netflix, but they say that the latest Borat movie was streamed by tens of millions of customers over the weekend.
I believe it.
Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
Nope.
You got to see it. Let's talk about someone who's not having a great day. I don't even know that The Mandalorian could cheer him up. Conan O'Brien talking on his show the other day.
We got robbed, Andy. Robbed. They took our laptops. That's how we do the interviews. We do the interviews on Zoom. What else did they take?
They took our slate.
Took the slate?
Yeah, I know.
What happened to us? No one breaks into The Tonight Show and steals all the equipment. What happened to us? We've become this garage band that drives around. We've got our van, and we parked it in an alley, and someone broke in and took our amps.
And so they haven't been doing the show from the studio. Theaters have been in trouble everywhere, but all over Los Angeles. So they've done the show from Largo, this theater in L.A., mm-hmm. and that is what got robbed. Ooh. It wasn't like they were on a big studio lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably not as, you know, they don't have security that's as good as one of the lots where you'd be filming. Jon Stewart, by the way, just announced that he is going to be doing a new Current Affairs show on Apple Plus. It's coming
really?
Back to TV. Yeah.
Pretty crazy. A lot of pressure.
I know. It sounds like it's going to be a lot like John Oliver's Last Week Tonight, I would think. Unless he's just going to go through a bunch of current affairs and not just focus on, like, one long-form topic.
I think that's what it is. I think it's every show's a new topic.
Interesting. Very interesting that he's decided to do this after the election. Like, yeah. I feel like Jon Stewart would have been good for all of 2020. He would have been, like, a lot of people would have been drawn to that. But he's waiting until after the election, because why not? Ellen has a live studio audience again starting today. And little local schmig for you. She features KSDK's own Scott Connell. So you guys said Channel 5 showed a little clip of it this morning.
Yeah, about a month ago, Scott was doing a weather forecast and his dogs interrupted. Here's a little piece.
Check this out.
Potential for some frost and freeze for some of us. Warm up, it's going to take. Come
here. Oh, boy.
So Ellen has him on today, and she's surprising him.
No, I think they're just playing the clip and giving him a shout-out. And she does mention him by name, and she mentions KSDK as well as the affiliate that runs Ellen. So yeah, it's kind of cool.
She does a little bit sort of mocking the
the dog the interruption.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
So look for that this afternoon. And Paris Hilton's mom, Kathy Hilton, has officially joined the cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's going to be like a special guest star this season.
Interesting.
Wow.
I feel like she can stir up a little drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be one of the oldest ones they've had on there.
Yeah.
Because she's got to be 60-something.
Yeah. And don't worry, we didn't forget about The Bachelorette. Tim is going to be doing his recap of that around 9:05 this morning. So you're not going to want to miss it. Because what did you say? The best episode of reality TV you've ever seen?
It was awesome. I mean, it moved. There was just things happening the whole time. I'll talk about it. You felt differently at the end of the episode than you did at the beginning. And that's the mark of all good art. And yeah I'm calling this episode art.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including the 630 Schmig in podcast form. You can download it at Y98.com and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Lance has traffic after AJR.
I get up, I get down. I was an old cardigan under someone's bed. You put me on and said I was your favorite.
Taylor Swift on The Wake Up. It's time now for celebrity birthdays. We start off, though, with listener Claire. Claire texted in this morning because today, October 28th, is her golden birthday. So
yay,
happy birthday, Claire. She said as a kid she was always jealous of all the kids who had golden birthdays because you got a sticker in your class, like, you know, for an 8-year-old or 9-year-old or 10-year-old.
Oh, really?
So she was like, I'm never going to get this in school. But today is your golden birthday.
It's a big one.
Happy birthday, Claire.
Happy birthday, Claire.
Claire, you...
28.
That's right. You share this birthday with the pretty woman herself. How old is Julia Roberts?
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
Oh. 52.
Hmm. 50?
54.
53. Hmm. Not the only actor having a birthday today. How old is current Oscar winner, because he won it for The Joker, Joaquin Phoenix?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a lifelong dream of mine.
So glad we could fulfill that, Joaquin.
43.
What I was thinking.
47.
45.
46.
Okay.
It's also the birthday of one of the richest men in the world. How old is Bill Gates?
I'm not a man who needs much.
Wow. Bill Gates. 60. I have no clue. I think that's off.
64.
That's what I was thinking too, but I'm going to go a little higher. 66.
65.
Ah,
you guys have just missed them today. One off.
Surrounded them.
Hey, I got Claire's birthday right.
Oh, that's right. So
28.
Good for you. All right, we'll end with somebody that Jen just realized was a little sweet from Dr. Pepper. How old is Justin Guarini?
Don't worry. Little Sweet brought you some sweet zero-calorie treats called Diet Dr. Peppers.
Oh, Little Sweet.
43.
I think he's in his 40s. 40.
This is tough. 44.
42.
So close.
Yeah, so there are your birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today. And now Lance has another look, your final look for this morning of the Y98 Rush.
Been a tough rush hour this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.